What would you say to one of your children if they had just been absolutely horrible all day? You might say, if you don't behave yourself, and what kind of threat would you make?
I'm going to skin you alive.
Is that what
one many times.
Have you? Do you say anything else to them? Are there degrees of punishment or degrees of punishment that you threaten?
Well, I'll whip you now if you don't behave, if I'm just getting on to them lightly. But when I get on to them hard, I don't usually say, I'll skin you alive.
That's when you're really mad.
I said that down in the store one day, and the lady got on to me, a clerk down there got on to me.
Oh, really? Tell her they're your children. And you're the one that'll do it.
Yeah.
We're talking about the word grow up, that expression. We slowly.
We slowly grow up.
And in the past, we in a hurry.
We grew up in a hurry.
And he had before we knew it.
He had grown up before we knew it.
All right. What's a term for an infant that's born out of wedlock?
Illegitimate.
And are there other words that you would use if you didn't want to use the word illegitimate child? Would there be words that maybe, two kinds of words I'm thinking about. First, are there words that you would use to avoid saying illegitimate child? Maybe a nice word, maybe a woman might use. Do you think of any?
No.
What about a joking expression for someone born out of wedlock?
Well, I just don't joke like that.
Oh, okay. A child whose parents have both died is a...
an orphan.
And usually an orphan is appointed a...
is appointed.
Appointed something by the court. The court usually appoints something for an orphan.
Oh, and... that be an administrator?
That's...
a state, wouldn't it?
Probably. Someone who will look after the child, mm-hmm. not a foster parent, because that would mean more like adoption, but mm-hmm. someone who just looks after the child's affairs, and he would be a ward to this man or woman, and the man would be his.
I know there is such a thing, but I can't think what it is right now.
Would it be guardian?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, say it for me.
Guardian.
Okay. What, when you're talking about your family as a whole, you know, all of them, you call them your, not family, but I might say my, they're all something of mine.
Including the wife?
Yeah, she would be there too. Everybody all together.
I don't think of anything but family.
Okay, let's try it another way. Do you have a word that you use for your immediate family, and then another word that you might use for more distant people who are still in your family?
Well, the distant people are kin folks.
Okay. and your immediate one you would call your?
Family.
All right, now do you ever use the word relatives?
Yes.
What would that cover?
That'd be the kin folks.
That'd be the kin folks. Okay. Do you ever use the word relations?
Referring to kin folks?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
No.
Or that kind of. If you wanted to express the fact that someone was not one of your relatives, you might say, he's...
an outsider.
Okay, but thinking of the relationship, you might say...
An outcast, you mean?
Well, no, if it... someone might say, is he one of your relatives? And you might say, no, he's something of mine.
A friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see, do you ever use no kin?
No.
You don't say he's no kin of mine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.